It's the Michael Mara Show.
We begin with the drama unfolding in Illinois in the latest installment of our Golden Globe mini series, Scumdog Millionaires. Today was day one of the impeachment trial. Day one of the impeachment trial of Governor Rod. Which the governor announced he would be boycotting because he didn't think the trial was fair. Now, if that sounds a little arrogant, it might be because he is very arrogant.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, everybody. Don't miss music's biggest night, the 51st Annual Grammy Awards, coming Sunday, February 8th on CBS. Ooh.
You know, I'll be watching that, and I'll tell you why.
Why is that, Rob Spiewak?
They've announced a duet between Paul McCartney and Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters.
Oh, very cool.
That's worth tuning in right there.
Absolutely. Looking forward to that. Welcome to the show. We're going to be chatting with Joe Theismann later on in the broadcast. Also, Richard Gardner will join us from Bodog Sportsbook. He'll be telling us about the odds for the big game coming up here and also all the side bets you can make on the Super Bowl, which blow my mind.
Funny stuff.
Should be a lot of fun. We're going to get the first news update from Buzz Burbank, and it's official. Uh-huh. At 5 o'clock, the Balutes will go into the boiling water. We will boil them for the proper amount of time, we were told by the Asian man at the grocery store.
And it is a big old-fashioned pot, the kind of pot they would throw Bugs Bunny in when he was caught in the jungle.
Very, very exciting to do that. I'm looking forward to it. I swear to God, I am actually looking forward to trying it out and seeing what it tastes like.
I want, you know what, but we brought up a very good point in the office. Mm-hmm. Eat anything with salt and vinegar on it.
Salt and vinegar.
That's
and
a piece of cake.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to put
piece
on my...
Piece of duck.
I'll have the cake.
I might not put vinegar on mine. I might just put salt on it.
Really? Yeah. How about the hot sauce? You're not a hot sauce guy.
But I'm going with the guy that said what it tastes like is a hard-boiled egg with a lot more intense flavor.
He said 10 times the intensity of a hard-boiled egg.
Incidentally, don't really, when you get a bunch of, if you're making egg salad and you have all the hard-boiled eggs, that's doesn't your kitchen smell like ass?
It's a great smell.
Yeah, so. Sometimes. But you know, that's just, that's the
sulfur.
That's the sulfur, but mm-hmm. the egg itself has very little flavor.
Right.
So I'm curious how this balut goes.
Mike, would you eat balut out of a hot? Okay, no. Anyone there heard of salmonella? Yes, we're going to boil them.
They'll be cooked.
The egg looks like one of Tom Evans' unborn children. That's not nice.
He has and no yet, unborn children.
A good point.
Live octopus is served daily in many Korean restaurants. I've been asked by Buzz's IMers to give the address if you would like to give us a suggestion. We'll take your emails at Give It A Try or Weird Food. You can send it to anything you want. But
Mike O'Mara's Give It A Try.
If you have a suggestion for what you'd like us to try on the show, all you have to do is send an email to O'Mara at WJFKFM.com, and we'll read all your emails and decide what we're going to eat next.
What can we eat for you?
What can we eat for you would be wonderful. Love to do that. Texters are weighing in on this. Has anyone heard of salmonella? We already read that one. The English eat something that I can't say, but it's called spotted
Oh, yeah, it's
dick.
A sausage.
It's spotted
sausage.
Dick.
And you know who makes it? Heinz makes it.
Really?
You see it on the internet all the time.
Shocker that you
That's
know
not
that.
A pickle.
Live octopus served daily in Korean restaurants. Tripe is too common in these parts.
Uh-huh.
Why not try some goose tongue or cow eyeballs? That's a possibility.
Goose tongue would be so small.
Haggis is next on my list.
Sure.
If we could acquire some haggis, which is the guts of a sheep.
Guts and oatmeal.
Boiled and then run through a meat grinder. Then mixed with oatmeal, put in a sheep's stomach and boil and cooked again.
Oh, man.
I'd really like to try that.
I really would, too. But
you stand alone
here's
there.
Here's the deal. You know what's a sad thing is, since the economy has taken a downturn, all the good Scottish restaurants have closed.
All those fabulous Scottish restaurants.
Is there anyone, I mean, there's so many international restaurants in the D.C. area. Is there a restaurateur within the sound of our voice that makes haggis?
I'd love to try
I'd prefer not to have it from someone's home.
Yeah, I don't want, no, we're not eating anything that comes from
Not from your house, no.
A guy texted me and said he wanted to send me the Rocky Mountain oysters, and he'd send them on dry ice. Knowing that's probably human.
And for one thing, that would cause horrible shrinkage.
I don't know who we're going to, but I think we're going to California again. Hello, they seem to be loving every
minute.
Of course. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Go ahead. Hello, who's this? All right, let's try Richard in Vermont. Hello, Richard.
Yes, sir. 40 years ago, I was combat infantry army in Vietnam, and we were working with the South Vietnamese soldiers.
Right.
One afternoon, it was their payday, and we went into a village while they bought what they wanted to do, and some of that stuff, they came out with a hat full of those duck eggs.
Yes.
And they knocked one end of them off, and they were actually fighting over them. There was an odd number in the hat.
Right,
it could happen here.
And I don't think so. But in any case, they offered them to us, and I would have anything to do with it. But one of the guys in the platoon did have some, and he almost died. He got amoebic dysentery from it.
Yeah, it was Charlie Sheen, Mike.
Wow.
They had to put him in a... Send him to an evac hospital, and I think they sent him home eventually. But
all right. Are you trying to scare us? Is that what you're trying to do, Richard? Are you trying to rain on our parade? Is that what you're doing up in Vermont? Are you trying to rain on our parade?
Well, we're freezing to death up here. We got nothing better to do.
Did they eat him raw?
What's that?
Did you eat him raw? Is that were they raw?
Yes, they were.
We're cooking ours for a half an hour.
Ours have been safely
boiling,
refrigerated in an American refrigerator. We're going to cook them. We're going to eat them in sanitary conditions. I think we'll be okay.
I think we're going to be okay. And if we get dysentery, it's for the good of the show.
That's right. The American refrigerator is red, white, and blue.
New England seems to be digging this as well. Casey in Maine. Go ahead, Casey.
Hey, I got a question for Buzz.
Yes.
Have you ever tried a doo-doo smoothie?
I have not.
Let's stop that right there.
Next week
on the show.
Chitterlings have been recommended. Blood sausage, mountain oysters. We've mentioned those before. Tripe, best prepared, dipped in egg wash, floured and pan fried.
Well, you can sprinkle fry with anything.
Of course you can. Salt and pepper. Enjoy. That comes to us from a person named Apple. In Baltimore.
Maybe it's Gwyneth Paltrow's boy.
I love this.
Apple D.
Great. Your show, texter writes, great. Your show is now Fear Factor with hungry fat guys instead of good-looking chicks. Yeah, exactly.
The only thing that's scared is the food.
I don't like the comparison with Fear Factor. I'll take Andrew Zimmern, Bizarre Foods. That's who I'm stealing this from. Mm-hmm. Because you know what? The real reason for this is I watch that show so often, and I 9 times out of 10, I'm not exaggerating here, I am fascinated by what it would taste like when he's trying these different things. Because really, most of the stuff he does, he has the gross stuff like the durian that he doesn't like, that he doesn't approve of.
Right.
But other things that he tries that you would think were disgusting, he said, really, not bad if you give it a try. And I think everybody should try different stuff.
Foods from other lands.
Exactly. Foods from other lands.
I wish everyone would be as indulgent as I am to cultures that are different than ours.
Open-minded, like you.
Thank you.
Yeah, like Rob. Ryan, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi there. My husband and I went to Vietnam last year for 2 weeks, and we ate deep-fried scorpion, deep-fried crickets, and beef penis. And the only way we could get through it was they served us three 8-ounce bottles of Hanoi vodka.
Hanoi vodka. Man, I'd love to try that.
I'm listening.
No, you don't. They ended up. They were kind enough to take my camera and take a picture of
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, she dropped out.
Phone dropped.
That's interesting.
Thanks
stuff.
For calling Lulu Roman.
Let's go to Ian in Tyson's Corner. Hi, Ian. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Yeah, hey, Mike. I just wanted to inform you that there is a restaurant in Wheaton, Maryland called the... Can I say the name of the restaurant?
Yeah, go ahead. Because if you do, maybe it'll encourage them to bring us some haggis tomorrow.
Okay, it's a Royal Mile Pub. It is a Scottish dish, and they specialize and they do haggis.
What's the name of it again? You kind of marbled it up a little bit. Give us that name again.
Royal Mile Pub.
The Royal Mile Pub.
The Royal Mile in Wheaton, is that correct?
Correct. Royal Mile Pub. And Ian is one of the owners and the chef, similar to my name.
Okay, so there's an Ian over there at the Royal Mile Pub. Beth Ann, see if you can get Ian on the phone and see if they can bring us some haggis. We will eat it tomorrow.
And if he's really...
I'm glad you're already laughing at that, Ian.
Yeah,
I'm glad you're
enjoying it. Actually, I've been to Scotland, but I've never had the chance to try it.
Okay, good. We'll see. You know what? Because of you, maybe we'll be eating haggis tomorrow.
If the pub owner is really Scottish, tell him we'll reimburse him 14 cents a mile.
Let's go to another call on Balut. Jesus.
Sure. Everybody.
Keith, go ahead. What do you want to tell us about this delicacy?
Hey, yeah, hi. Hey, I went to the Philippines once with my wife. I've had them one time. But over there, they're incubated for 18 days. And 18 days when they eat them. So the boiling process might be a little different for you.
How do you mean?
Taste-wise.
Like what?
I don't know.
What's your point? Are you another naysayer? That's what I'm calling. What are you trying to do? We need a little encouragement.
I think he's saying it'll be better cooked.
Go for it. But I mean, that might be taste a little different.
Now, when you ate them,
let me assist him
with one question.
Jesus
Mike.
Christ!
When you ate them, what's your name, Stain? Is it Keith?
Yes, sir.
And where are you calling from, sweetheart?
I
knew that. I just wanted you to say it, Keith. When you ate them in the Philippines, and by the way, great vacation destination. When you ate them. Were they cooked?
Well, they were...
No, it's a yes-no.
It is a yes-no question.
Were they cooked?
They were incubated. They were dry.
No, no, okay.
No, so, no, here's the point. Uh-huh. Well, the question he's asking, were they boiled? Baked. Were they cooked? Were they hot when you ate them?
They were warm.
They were warm. That means they were cooked. Okay. Jesus Christ.
We think.
Right. I don't think
we're
they
still
were
gonna,
cooked.
I don't care. If people are trying to talk us out of it, we're still going to eat the balloon.
That's right.
Buzz included. Sean in Northern California. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys? First of all, let me find that guy in Lodi for you. I'll whoop his ass.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I've had balut before too. There's a large population here. It's pretty good. I liked it actually.
Did it sound like he said there's a large penile population?
Yes, I think what he said was
Filipino.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's a large.
What I was calling about is you guys got to try some lutefisk.
Oh yeah, lutefisk. I watched that just the other night.
Bill O'Reilly's favorite
that
dish.
That is so nasty.
What is it?
Lutefisk. Yes. Lutefisk.
What is it?
Oh, my nephew and his dad are Norwegian and they love this stuff and I tried one.
I watched that last night. I'll talk about
it.
Sean,
be a man to eat that stuff.
Sean, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. This stuff, I almost said this S.
Yeah.
It is. All right, let me see if I've got this right. It is dried cod.
Okay.
That comes from Norway.
Right.
They process it in places in Minnesota. Andrew Zimmern had this on the other night. Mm-hmm. Then they rehydrate it.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And then they cure it with lye. They use lye.
Sounds great.
Then they soak it in water.
To get the lye out, I guess.
To get the lye out. This is a process of days and days and days. Once they get the water out, they want to make it look whiter, so they treat it with hydrogen peroxide. Then they put it in bags.
That's crazy.
And people cook it and eat it. And he had trouble with that. That stuff, mm-hmm. even more than a balut, I would have trouble eating.
Yeah.
How
do they serve it? Is it like a main dish?
It's a real Norwegian, Scandinavian thing they eat up in Minnesota all the time.
Wow.
Let's go to Paul in Quantico, and then we'll get Buzz Burbank. God damn it, where is the time
Where does
going
the time
to?
Ever go?
Whenever you're talking about food. Hello, Paul.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, what can we do for you?
Hey, Anthony Bourdain had a show on a couple weeks ago, and he's here in Washington, D.C., and went to a pretty famous Ethiopian restaurant in Falls Church.
Yeah, I saw it. I watched that one.
Do you see the one? Do you see when they had a bunch of food spread out with bread? I was like, oh, he's going to eat hummus. And it wasn't hummus. It was a big pile of raw seasoned meat that they were eating with the bread.
They ground it up. Raw meat is very good. Anything that can kill us, that's the way it works. Thank you for the call, Paul. We appreciate it.
You went to an Ethiopian restaurant. They said, I'm sorry, we don't have any food.
Real quick, let's get an update with news. Here he is, Buzz Burbank, the man, the legend. He's going to be eating balut.
A new report says consumer confidence hit a new all-time low this month. Only 13% of us expect things to get better in the next 6 months. President Obama's on Capitol Hill today asking Republicans what they don't like about his economic recovery plan and what their ideas are. The first of 30,000 new soldiers have arrived in Afghanistan, and Obama tells Arab television he's hopeful for peace in the Middle East. The economy has gotten bad enough that more people have started selling more sperm and more eggs to fertility clinics. Health officials in Massachusetts say egg donors have doubled in recent months. If the eggs are used, the donor gets $10,000. The bad news is all but a fraction of the donations get discarded after failing the screening process. Mm. Officials say there's probably a better way to get the money.
Earl bought 6 eggs yesterday.
He enjoyed fertilizing.
Also in sex news, a new study underscores the medical importance of men pleasuring themselves.
Yes, of course. This is important medically, right?
I've said that all along.
Yes, I have a prescription.
Mm-hmm. The study from a British university emphasizes its importance to men over 50 for avoiding prostate cancer.
Okay, that means more and more often.
The M word that K Street won't let us say increases testosterone, a known factor in preventing cancer down there.
But it's not just that. You can, you know, any way you get to that point is okay, right?
Yes.
Not just doing that.
Right.
Right.
Is there a K word that they won't let us say on M Street?
If only. And the study says it may help prevent other disease since it helps remove toxins that build up over a lifetime. The researchers say continuing the practice later in life, especially important for men who were particularly active in their 20s and 30s.
Mike. Rob. Well, I guess I was more active than you. I got married young.
I think this pen was more active than me.
And Hooters is getting a run for its money in this economy with the proliferation of other restaurants. This is especially true in Texas, where the Hooters chain really took off. And in Las Vegas, the new restaurant Twin Peaks is doing very well, while more traditional restaurants see their business drop off. Restaurants attract men at first, and then the women seem to follow. Hooters not worried.
I know where there's an empty space.
Quoting a marketing guy, there is no Avis to our hurts.
Twin Peaks. Wouldn't I like to do that to Devil Town?
These stories and more at MikeOMaraShow.com. How Kiefer Sutherland responds to a cross-dressing stripper. In your Hollywood Buzz, I'm Buzz Burbank of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. We'll talk to Joe Theismann, who's down at the Super Bowl in Tampa, when we come back after these messages.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.